popular music. Like a diner placeman called Connect the Dots. I mean, that's probably the first place I ever heard the phrase. Meeting at the diner, and there's a placemat in front of me, you know, and it got all these little dots on it, and it says Connect the Dots. And then sure enough, you take a pencil and you connect the dots, you have an outline of a picture of something, an outline of a person or an animal or whatever. You've got the outline. Hey, it's got nothing to do with English class. I don't know, do they still teach that thing called English in public school? I don't know. Maybe there'll be something, a new class in public school called multi-language. Or they might start teaching the easy language. Easy Y. Yeah. Easy spelling. Hey, that could catch on. It's kind of tough, T-U-F-F, in the beginning, but it could catch on. K-A-T-C-H, on, catch. This is like, I have to talk about what's going on in the world. This is an educational show. And boy, I mean, what does our government do every day? They call each other names. That's what they do. And they make preposterous statements. And they constantly fall back into that game of us versus them. Yeah. You know, there's that war of words between President Trump and the four freshmen. I've heard that term before. The four freshmen in Congress, four young women that the president has now given the nickname the Squad. Yeah. And they're all five of them together are peas in the same pod, whether they know it or not. Vicious attacks upon each other with words. As if that's going to solve any problems. And who started it? I don't know. You started it. No, I started it. No, you started it. That's how the game plays out. Tit for tat. And no, I'm not at fault. You're at fault. You're the un-American one. No, you are. And this is the whole conversation. And it's going nowhere fast except polarizing everybody in us versus them versus us, that old game that eventually leads to revolution. I never said that. Somebody else did. The Beatles said that. You want to have a revolution? Hey, the Beatles said that. I didn't say it. Don't try to blame me for saying something that somebody else said. You know, and while we're at it, you know, the burden of proof is not on the person, just on the person trying to prove something. The burden of proof is on the people that are trying to disprove something. There's so many stupid people out there. They don't understand something, and then they want to try to blame you as if it was your fault, you know, about something. Especially, you know, I don't know about you, but I'm so tired of stupid people. I mean, people that want to take your words and twist them around. The twisters of truth. Yeah, that's who they are. Tots. The twisters of truth. They want to take your words and turn it into something bad because that's what they love. They love the drama. They love making arguments. And that's their way of justifying their heartbreak or whatever, or what they're annoyed about. And, it's so irrational, but that's a game that too many people play. Yeah, you said something and I'm offended by it. Yeah, even though that wasn't your intention to offend me, I'm still offended by it. And then that person is supposed to apologize. Well, it doesn't work like that, you stupid jerky people. Let me tell you, you know, just in case there are any stupid people out there, and probably my listeners are not stupid, but we all have to be burdened by these stupid people we run into all the time, you know? You're just minding your own business. You're just talking nonchalantly, and they want to take something you said and make an issue out of it. Because they just love confrontations. Stupid people do love confrontations. You know, they love the drama, the excitement of calling someone names, of putting someone down to exalt themselves. Yeah. Too many of them, a lot of them are out there on social media. They've earned their nickname, trolls, whatever. Totally illogical. And what's really bad about stupid people is they want to make fun of things they don't understand. It's insane. You know, if you're stupid, don't be advertising how stupid you are. You know? Keep it to yourself. But if you bring it out in the open, we're going to have to tell you you're stupid. You're ignorant. You're unaware of what's going on around you. And then you want to try to tell people that they're the ones who are wrong. And you want to call them names like racist. The next person who says racist ought to go straight to hell and just stay there because we're so tired of hearing this word, please. Meanwhile, there's serious things happening in the world. You know? The tensions in Iran, and the people handling the situation, obviously they don't know what to do because it's just getting worse. And then here at home, please wake up, people. The 5G is going to kill you. Every day I go out there, there's more devices on telephone poles. They've got some of the 5G squares up in place on the traffic lights already. You're sitting at traffic light. They're pulsating dangerous frequencies into you, through you, into your vehicle, into the vehicle behind you, and they're doing it right from the top of the traffic signal while you're stuck there at the red light. Anything to increase your absorption of dangerous microwaves. This is just the beginning. They're going to have a thing in front of every telephone pole, in front of every house, basically, because they don't want to miss anybody. It's all this new world order thing, depopulate the world. It's happening right in your face. Are you blind? Just like the chemtrails, it's happening right in your face. They keep putting more planes up there, wasting taxpayers' money. Where's the Congress on this? Why are you allowing these jerks poisoning the air? You have to breathe it too. Poisoning the whole planet with these chemtrails. You know? You got to know where the money's coming from to do this. And you have the power to stop it, but you're doing nothing. You want to go play the name-calling game, you know? Let's get our cheerleader, AOC, and let's do some serious name-calling, you know? It's insane what's going on. People in Congress here are oblivious to all the bad things happening. Chemtrails poisoning the air. GMOs poisoning our food. And, you know, what else have I heard lately? Oh, yeah, there's flesh-eating bacteria in the ocean. Well, now, unbelievable, you know. It's popping up here, it's popping up there. I mean, that flesh-eating bacteria that's on the loose now, it'll go anywhere, you know. There's no flesh-eating bacteria. They don't know anything about boundaries. The wall in Mexico is along the Mexican border. It's not going to stop it, you know? And this is what we're dealing with. And, of course, we have to realize that a lot of these bad things were created by scientists. Scientists working for the big corporations, you know? I heard the story behind this flesh-eating bacteria was it started when the world corporations started spilling oil all over the world, you know. And people people got a little annoyed at that, and they wanted to clean up the oil mess they made, even though they intended to do this continuously until the end of time, because that's part of the program. They want to poison one of our food sources, the ocean, you know? And so they keep spilling oil here, spilling oil there, and then they came up, oh, here's our solution. We can spill all the oil we want because we've got oil-eating bacteria, which mutated into now flesh-eating bacteria. Yeah. Is this crazy or what? Where's the CDC, you know, Center for Disease Control? Oh, yeah, it's down in Georgia, isn't it? Wherever it is, it doesn't matter where it is. It's a worthless organization, you know? It takes bribe money and does exactly what the New World Order wants to, and pretends it's doing something for you, the general public. Is that sick or what? You know? Unbelievable. So that's it. You know, the 5G, they've got all the machinery up in place pretty much. It's just when somebody calls, okay, turn on the juice, and people are going to start getting sick. You know, I got to tell this message at least once a week here because you need to go out and start warning your brothers and sisters, your neighbors, and warning even the people you don't like. We need to start warning ourselves what's coming because the government has got a blind eye to this. They're so busy. Their eyes are covered with $100 bills, and they can't see what's happening. Why don't they see the chemtrails? Too many $100 bills over their eyes. And why don't they see the 5G being set up? Because it's too much trouble to see it, you know? They want to call it a conspiracy theory, even though the science is there to prove this is going to be harmful to us. What more do we need? We have the science to prove it already. What more do we need? We need legislators to be responsive to good science that's out there. And except legislators in all nations are only bribe takers. That's what they've all become. You know, when you say you want to grow up and be a politician, you know, an elected official, you want to grow up and be a bribe taker because that's what it's all about. These people who have been elected to government, they have sold every nation on earth out, including ours. And this is what's so difficult, you know, what is making life difficult. Meanwhile, the Earth is supposed to be being rescued by the Galactic Federation. Hey, listen, I'm not the authority on this, but go to, you know, people like David Corey and his buddy there. You know, they're out there with their YouTube videos. There's plenty of information on projects. Mr. Andrew Bishago wrote the book, authored by Mr. Webray. You know, there's books out there on the secret space program, what's going on behind the scenes, the slave trade, that all the evil organizations on planet Earth are involved in. This is where most of the abductees go, get put into, you know. On TV this week on Fox News, yeah, I watch these shows occasionally because, hey, you know, you learn something what's going on. They're rehashing the first man to walk on the moon. Ha, 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 as if that was the ultimate truth. I don't know when the first man walked on the moon, but creatures have been walking on the moon for a long time. And there's been plenty of movies to make note of that, plenty of science fiction stories. And even people writing books about it long before it happened in 69. And they were, you know, talking about how great day that was and about how we're going to restart the space exploration where eventually we're going to send someone to Mars. Meanwhile, the whole galaxy, the whole universe is here in our solar system watching what's happening in our planet. And we're talking about sending a mission to Mars, officially, that is, when the people in the Secret Space Program said we had a base on Mars, a military base, a long, long time ago. And then if you look into the historical records, yeah, other creatures like the Anunnaki, they had their life forms up on Mars, too, and there was people before them millions of years ago. And it goes on and on and on. Or we should say creatures before them millions of years ago. But we're still pretending that, well, we haven't set a man on Mars. Give me a break. You know, the audacity to lie to the general public like that when out on the internet and on public radio late at night, like tonight, this is about 1:15 a.m. In the New York area here. That's where I'm doing the show from. I know the show is scheduled California time, because that's where they have the broadcasting equipment. But regardless, I'm doing the show from New York City. It's like I said, 1:15 Sunday morning. Sunday 9:45 in sunny California. Huh. Yeah. Not with all those chemtrails in the sky. It's going to be unsunny California. It's getting there. But nobody's really acting on this. Don't you understand? Those rain voices in the air, those chemtrail planes. And it just sits there and eventually drops down. Lands in on your property. If you're outside, it lands inside your lungs because you're breathing that shit in. And we're talking about, radioactive materials. We're talking about aluminum, all kinds of bad, nasty things. Insect DNA, Rubin uses an experiment with that, too. Well, let me tell you, there's good guys and bad guys on this world, whether you like it or not. And this is what we got to deal with. But, hey, they might have the solution to everything. And if you do, hey, this is a Coleman radio show. The number here is 888-667-6008. Yeah, if you've got a phone, just pick it up now and punch in those numbers. 888-627-6008. And you might be the lucky one to speak live on the show and enlighten us all about what you know, because we all have secret bits of information that only we have, and that's why we all need to share our info with each other and on public forums like this radio show. This is a talk radio show. It's called Connect the Dots. This is your host, Tom Anderson. That's my real name, that's right. And I want to remind everybody, the best things in life are free. That's right. And if you've ever heard of this thing called YouTube.com, go there. I have something free for everyone. It's a rock and roll documentary. It's called Subway Fantasy. So just go to YouTube.com. And in the block, the rectangle, the cartoon, whatever you want to call it, enter the words Subway Fantasy, and you'll go right there. A 29-minute rock and roll documentary, an entertaining one, not boring. And it's got all kinds of documents. Many of the people had never gotten recognition for making their contributions to rock and roll. And I've tried to cram quite a bit of it here in this 29-minute movie, and it's entertaining on top of that. I reinvented the rock and roll documentary. That's it. I'll say it again. I, Tom Anderson, reinvented the rock and roll documentary. I did the whole project myself, and it's out there on YouTube now. It's there to be entertaining and educational too. So when you go to YouTube.com, you got to spell it correctly. It's Subway Fantasy, and the word fantasy is spelled P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. Subway, S-U-B-W-A-Y, Fantasy, P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y, it's Subway Fantasy. So when you're done listening to the show tonight, go to YouTube.com and enter Subway Fantasy, P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. And you'll get right there, and hey, watch it. You'll be entertained, I guarantee. And you'll hear, look, there's a very special word, dingleberry, that pops up in this video. You know, listen for it. it might be amusing. Anyhow, so much for that. Hey, the calling number here is 888-627-6008. If you got a cell phone, you can participate. If you got a landline, you can participate too, except then you got to dial a 1 in front of it. Then it would be 1-888-627-6008. And if you're in outside of the United States, well, I'm not the phone expert. There's another 3 number you have to dial, maybe. Because maybe a toll-free number is, you can dial anywhere without dialing. But you'll have to look into that yourself and call in and tell us, like, what you had to do to call in to get to the show. So much for that. Hey, but we know it's the obligation of the person who wants to disprove something to prove that they're disproving something. The burden of proof lies on the disprover also. And I coined that phrase. And let me tell you what else I coined. Truth. The definition of truth is we have to subdivide it into percentages of truth. What was 99% true yesterday may only be 77% true today. Hey, it's in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. I tell people, listen, you know, you can read my first 40 pages of my book for free. Just Google the title, Connect the Dots Theory. You know, even though Google mislabels my book as fiction, there's nothing fiction about it. It's all truth. You know, all my own investigation, all my own correlations, all my own photography. It's true, true, true. Nothing imaginary here. You know, if you can disprove many of my conclusions in the book, and I'm making hundreds of them, hey, call in this radio show and question me on it, and we'll see if, because I'll ask you to provide your burden of proof as the one saying, well, I got something wrong. And if I did get it wrong, it's no big deal. Say, okay, hey, thanks for telling me. You know what? If you were able to visualize a violet color around your aura, you could help yourself by doing that. I mean, the new age is coming upon us, 5D, as in dimension, the fifth dimension. The earth is already in the fifth dimension, I hear. And it's only us, the humans, that are lagging behind and haven't jumped over from 3D. That's the third dimension of total reality into the fifth dimension of total reality. And that requires increasing your vibration. And if you want to go up the ladder in vibrations per second, that's how it works. That's what defines the dimensions, really. And they're all hooked together with energy flowing through focal points of energy that outline geometric shapes. That's it. Geometry is the key. And that's how, like, if you can either C note vocally they serve from it in the next dimension, and the one above that, because they're connected like octaves on a piano. And that's how it works, you know? And the higher you go in the dimensions, the faster the vibration. And they all have a common denominator. You know, the seven tones, the Re-Mi-Fa-Sol-La-Ti, that's it. And then you get in the next dimension, you got them the same tones, the Re-Mi-Fa-Sol-La-Ti. And it just keeps going on and up, except, you know, when you're multiplying from one dimension to the next, I'm not sure whether you're jumping 100 times, 1,000 times, or 10,000 times, or 100,000 times, or a million times, you know? Each level might be different. Hey, if somebody's got the info, stack info on that, call me, you know? But just for, you know, easy triggering, let's just say it just goes up 1,000 times when you get into the next dimension, you know? And then there's, so each dimension has a parameter of frequencies. I hope I'm explaining this clearly, because it's not that difficult to understand. If you had a piano with 12 octaves on it, it could explain the whole thing, you know? I think the biggest piano is 8 octaves, you know? Any 8 keys, you know, every octave is 7 major notes plus the 5 minor. You know, so it's a total of 7 plus 5 equals 12. You know, 12 times 12 equals 144. How gross is what I say. And that's the story, you know. Everything has parameters. Like your human vision, it has parameters. But you can expand your human vision. Oh, yes, you can. And there's different ways of doing that. We can't get into that tonight because it's too involved a topic, you know? it's just too involved. But there's ways to expand your vision. Search for that truth. Do your own investigation. You'll find the different ways to expand your vision. And then you can see things that normal vision won't allow you to see. I'm still waiting for somebody to honestly look me in the face and tell me, or even call up on the radio show and tell me about the blinking red lights in the sky. If you haven't seen them, that's because you haven't learned how to hold your vision. You know? They're there all the time, and they're just outside of our normal vision. Again, there's a reason. That isn't a reason to learn how to expand your vision. I don't know what is. You know, we look in the sky, we see the stars. If the stars are out, you see the clouds. If the clouds are out, but there's always those blinking red lights up there in between the stars, and they don't appear to be that far away. I've used the projecting beams of the so-called hologram we're existing in. It's something to think about, and we could go off on a tangent on that one and talk for hours and days. But the first thing to do is you have to experience seeing it. Once you see it, you know, you'll always know it's there, even if your vision slips back to normal vision. You know it's there. It's always there. And I'm waiting for someone to tell me they've seen it, you know. Am I the only one who has this special vision? I doubt it. But anyhow, you can learn to shift your vision with the what's called a 3D hidden picture book. By that, what's called a bookstore. Mm-hmm. Yep. They still have those things, bookstores. Not as many as there used to be, but they have them, and that's where you're going to find that thing, the Magic Eye 3D hidden pictures. And that'll be a beginner's lesson in teaching you how to see beyond the obvious. But there's much more advanced things to do beyond that. like I said, we don't have time to get into that. You know, this is an educational show. I just want to remind everybody, you know, back in 1912, they proved selenium could cure cancer. You ever heard of that? It's an element. Selenium. S-E-L-E-N-I-U-M. Yeah. Isn't that amazing? They figured it out in 1912, and then the pharmaceutical industry buried that information and tried to sell you on chemotherapy, which really destroys your immune system, which is the only thing that really protects you. You know, and of course, let's just forget about the pharmaceutical companies. Hey, we got the tachyon chambers over here. You know, not too many of them at $25,000 a piece. You know, I wish I had the I had a direct line to talk to these people that make them, because this is just, you know, it's too expensive. I don't care what, yeah, sure, it costs money for some precious materials and stuff like that, but please, you know, you're depriving most of humanity if you're going to put a price tag on it that high. Besides, I thought you guys, the Galactic Federation, I thought you have all these free tachyon chambers for us, you know? And why not just put them out here for free? You know, then everyone will have access, and we can, you know, send the big pharma backing. Hey, you know, there's this talk about the 30 million Earth at 120 trillion dollars that the Galactic Federation is going to give to the human race. Once they finally land here at the event, we're waiting, we're hearing about it. Well, let's have it now. We're tired of waiting. You know, it's been said before, and I'll say it again, we want the world, and we want it now. And we want the event now. We want those three tachyon chambers. You know, it's supposed to be able to bring perfect stability, health to anyone just by laying in them, laying down inside of them. Well, you know, I hear you, there's one on the East Coast here of America that you can rent some time in, but I mean, everybody would want their own. And $25,000 is just too much money. Yeah, it's for the rich. So what did you, Galactic Federation beings come here to, sell products to the rich, you know? Because then you're sounding, you sound like, what we have already, you know? So meet the new boss just like the old boss. Well, you know, we're expecting a little more ethics than that, you know? And, what I hear, everything is shared in the, higher realm. So sure, what else now? Come on, you're talking about, you're telling us about these tachyon chambers. Well, why don't you just land and you know, put them out there, you know? We're all tired of our stupid Earth governments, anyway. And I know I'm speaking for the whole human race. We're tired of these stupid leeches, do-nothing, brain-dead fools that call themselves legislators, lawmakers. Yeah, they make all stupid laws that suppress us. You know, most of the laws on the book are suppression laws. That's right, they're about taking away our rights. You know?
You should have a lot of rights. In fact, while we're talking about rights, I bring it up now and then. Hey, this is an educational program. The Magna Carta. My attention got drawn to that when I heard the bit about, there's something called, in the Magna Carta, it's called the Justified Rebellion. You know, it's not talking about bloodshed or anything. It's saying there's, we have a right to a justified, lawful rebellion. And we need that justified, lawful rebellion against the tyranny that controls all governments. You know, just because still allow you to go out and vote in some countries like America. What's the point of it all? When whomever you elect, they do close to nothing for you. You know, and You got to wake up. What's going on here? You've been hoodwinked, American people. You've been lied to. You've been deceived. You've been stabbed in the back. And they keep twisting that knife into you because these despicable creatures they become, once they get elected to office, they probably didn't have any morality before they got elected. And when they get there, they surely don't have any morality. It's all about bribe money and look after themselves. And that's exactly what goes on. All they do is pretend to do things for you. They do close to nothing. They made all these stupid laws that suppresses everybody's inventiveness. They force us to pay taxes to them, the government, that is the least cost-effective organization on the planet. All governments, none of them are cost-effective because they're getting their money for free. They didn't have to really work for it, and then they go out there and foolishly spend it. Again, what do they spend it on? They spend on making themselves look good. They don't spend it on practicalities. They don't really solve any problems. They just want to make themselves look good. And they have all your money to do it with. And then there's all the money that gets filtered off was meant for the general public. And it gets filtered off into special projects. We know this is what goes on. It goes on in every friggin' country in the world. It's sickening. We're tired of it. No new referendum-only type governments where everything has to, if it doesn't pass a referendum by the general public, don't even think of putting it into law. Don't think of spending our taxpayer money on anything that we haven't agreed to. We, the people, in a referendum only, allowing representatives to make decisions for us just does not work out because people can't be trusted. Can I make it any more simple than that? People can't be trusted. So we have the technology to do a referendum-only type government. And we should utilize that now and push aside all those old elected representatives that are not doing anything for us. They're only self-serving themselves. And I don't know what the percentage of crooks in government are, whether it's 90% or 99%. It's pretty bad, that's for sure. All these people running for president, they're all crooks, all of them. Because they don't know anything. Just look at those Democrats on the stage. People just don't know anything about what's going on with society, They don't know what the real problems are. They talk about healthcare. They always understand that healthcare has nothing to do with pharmaceutical medicine. This is a sham that's been put upon you, and you're paying for it. And they want to charge you for insurance policies. That's not insurance. That's insanity. And you're signing up. I'm going to pay money out for your stupid, harmful products that are not going to solve my health problems. And you're all getting conned into it. You know, the truth about healthcare is not being talked about. The truth about extraterrestrials is not being talked about. The truth about everything is not being talked about. You know, the truth about bad science, how governments use bad science to victimize you. As long as there's bribe money in it for them, they don't care. You know? And, what's with all this GMO food, genetically modified food? Hey, I mean, the truth is, it's about, destroying the earth, poisoning the earth, and then, the only foods that will grow are these genetically modified foods that can grow in toxic soil. And of course, they're going to pack all the toxins onto you. But what is that, the people who promote this, what do they care? First of all, they want to depopulate the world, so if they can sicken your food, that'll kill more people. If they can sell you on fake medicine with all harmful effects, that'll kill more people. If they can trick you into getting vaccinated. You realize how ridiculous that is? You're being conned into allowing some strange doctor to stick this torturous needle that hurts into your body and inject stuff into you? What are you, out of your friggin' mind? The whole concept of it is sickening. You know? There's no need for that. Your health is directly connected to your immune system, and your immune system gets destroyed because your spiritual values are getting destroyed. You know, there's more to health than just food, water, and chemical reactions. There's the spiritual significance to your health. You know, the air you breathe is a source of life also, and they're poisoning the air now too. And then there's other energies that you're radiating, your auric field, you know. If you're not radiating with the right vibrations, that's going to destroy your health too. All physical ailments are a direct result of your spiritual inaptness, of your vibrational body being out of line, out of frequency. And of course, it's just happening by chance. The New World Order is behind it. Yeah, they've been working on this for hundreds of years. And now all the parts are coming together, and that's why everyone's getting sick. Plus, there's the distorting of bodies. I mean, people are turning into pigs. No offense against the poor pigs who get slaughtered for bacon and all that other stuff, but you know, people are overweight beyond belief. I mean, that's not a healthy human being, you know? Well, I shouldn't say that. I might be called a racist for saying overweight people are something wrong with them. Yeah, they're overweight. What's wrong with them? They got flubber and blubber all over the place, and they're not bothered by it. Fine, okay, but that's not a healthy body. And how did they get that way? Genetically modified food and stuff that's perpetrated out there for sale that to be food, but it's not really. I mean, fast food is really junk. They've gotten caught already in putting you know, things like chicken McNuggets, things that weren't chicken going in there, you know. Hey, come on, the Chinese topped the list of this one when they got caught putting cardboard inside bread to make it go farther. Yes, that's it. The Chinese capitalists, they've taken our capitalist system and they've worked it to the extremities, making a loaf of bread go warmer by throwing cardboard in it. This goes on around the world, all kinds of stuff. Hey, they got artificial meat now. Yeah. Artificial meat grown in a test tube, you know. And I'm sure it's in your McDonald's burgers already, or your Burger King's, or Wendy's artificial meat burgers. You know, they've gotten caught putting horse meat in these things already. And if they can get away with putting human bodies in it, they'll do that too. Hey, there was a great movie in the last century called Soylent Green. Yeah, well, all the dead bodies were picked up every day and they put them in a, dumped them in a factory conveyor belt. The dead bodies go on one side and the little Soylent Green chips come out the other. Of course, they're not. Has anything to do with soy. This is the con game they were telling the general public. They were passing that out to the poor several days a week to keep them alive. And little did they know, the people they were lining up for the free food or free soil and green chips were actually consuming dead bodies. You know? And of course, they do that with the farming industry does that. They're doing that for ages. That's where mad cow disease came from. They chop up the diseased cows and they would feed those diseased cows to the healthy cows for a fee to save money, of course. You know, it's the capitalist way. Hey. And that's how mad cow disease developed. You know? And for animals, they don't know that they're eating dead bodies of their own kind. And, well, that's where we're learning about that. And pay attention to what they call meat nowadays, because artificial meat has arrived. And how do you know if your meat is artificial or not? That's a good question. You know, well, for 1999, we'll offer the artificial meat tester. But call now, and we'll give you two artificial meat testers. You don't want to be caught eating your neighbor's cat or something like that. So anyhow, so much for the rotten food. It's rotten food. You know, some of this food that is supposed to be real, I've seen it. It lays out there on the sidewalk. Things, even things like oranges or apples, you know. Summertime, you think someone drops a piece of fruit, the ants would be out there in no time eating. You know, some of these things lay there, and they just sit there for weeks. And none of the creatures even come up to it, you know. A nice-looking apple doesn't go rotten. A nice-looking orange, you know, just sits there indefinitely. The creatures don't even recognize it as food, so it just sits there. I heard if you took a slice of white bread and buried it in the ground and dug it up a month later, it'd still be there, white bread. A little stale, maybe, but the creatures wouldn't touch it because they don't recognize it as food. And that's the kind of stuff people are buying and consuming. No wonder why they're out of shape, unhealthy, and it's like eating garbage, you know. You might as well eat pebbles or something like that. And I know it's disgusting. But you got to be careful what you're doing, you know. Hey, water, you know. If you're living in a town where they're fluoridating the water, they're calcifying your pineal gland, which is destroying your spiritual connection. Better get out of that town fast. What can we say? You know, I'll tell you what we can say. You know, it's a shame what has been done to our human race. You know, we are being targeted, we are being used and abused. And it's the note creatures. Note creatures. N-O-T-E. That's what I call them. Note. It's an acronym for not of this earth. Of this earth. Not of this earth creatures. N-O-T-E. The not of this earth creatures are the ones who are messing with us. The ones that are who are destroying us in any way possible. They want our world. They want us as a slave race. We are practically a slave race. Many of us are part of their slave race, but they want everyone to be part of the slave race. You know? And they've been here for a long time in our world. That's why the government keeps lying to you and telling you, well, we haven't discovered any life yet, because they're working hand-in-hand, the secret agencies of our government and other governments are working hand-in-hand with the rotten aliens and with the stress. I hear some of them even want to eat us and do this, apparently. I don't know whether it's the reptilians or the Dracos, those devil bat-looking creatures. That's what the famous Jersey Devil probably is. It's one of the Dracos that hangs out in southern New Jersey. It's a legend in New Jersey. The Jersey Devil. In fact, they have a hockey team named after this legend. The supposed story, everyone on the East Coast, we know the story. Supposedly, it was the 13th child of a woman born on the 13th hour and the 13th minute of the 13th hour. And a creature fathered by the devil himself, supposedly. Maybe just an ET that looked like a devil. And she gave birth. The creature had wings, and it just flew way up into the sky, never to be seen for a long time. And then the legend of the Jersey Devil started. People out on Campion, what's called the Pines, a very wilderness area of southern New Jersey where there's nothing but pine trees for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
and swampy area, and people that have gone hunting in that area or just exploring, they've seen this creature. Supposedly its eyes glow red at night. And supposedly it has claws. The most famous story was the hunters at the end of the day, they decided to go back into, get back in the car and head back to civilization. And no sooner they got four guys with their shotguns, got into a car. This was like probably back in the, back when they were making the cars out of steel, you know. So the cars were sturdy, whether it was the 40s or they were in a 40s car or something like that. Solid steel car. All hardtop. It was solid steel. And they all got in the car with their shotguns. After a day of hunting, they didn't really catch anything. And they started heading back to civilization from the Pine Barrens out there in the wilderness. No sooner they get in the car, they hear a big thump on the roof of the car, and something's clawing, trying to get in. It's like a science fiction movie where the beast, it's got claws or something, and you can see the claw marks coming through the metal. Something's trying to claw in to get at them, and they're all freaked out. And so the guy driving thinks, I'm going to spin around, shake it off, and then we're all jumping out with our guns and shoot this thing, whatever it is. So he spins, slams on the brakes, spins the car around. They all pop the doors open with their shotguns, and there's nothing there. Except when they look at the top of the roof, there's all these claw marks of something was on the roof and trying to get in. And that's one of the most famous stories about the Jersey Devil. And there's people who, you know, pretty lowers that live down there in the Vinelands, and they've said on certain nights they've looked out into the woods and they would see Joko and red eyes. Yeah. Probably one of those Draco creatures, but gained fame as the Jersey Devil. Yes, sir. Don't have any Bigfoot stories out here on the East Coast. But we got the Jersey Devil. I hear all the Bigfoots moved out west. You know? They're out at the Yosemite Ranch. In southern Washington, out by Mount Adams there. And hey, around there. Hey, a lot of extraterrestrials out there. I've seen the videos like, of the spacecraft going to the, top of the mountain. I've seen a picture of the door on the top of the mountain out there. And in fact, that's getting to be such a popular place. People want to go visit there, and they're all booked up for the whole summer because it's a place you go, bring your camera, you're going to see extraterrestrial craft flying in and out of the mountain. And they sometimes, they know you're watching them, they stop and give you a light show that only extraterrestrials can do. Technology beyond what our human race has control of. Well, I gotta say, hey, freebies are hard to find, but I've got my freebie. I just want to remind everybody, I've got my freebie out there on YouTube. Subway Fantasy, a rock and roll documentary by Tom Ensign. That's me, the host. I say, I am Tom Edison, T-O-M-E-B-I-S-O-N. That's it. That's my real name. Hey, I've got a book out there called Connect the Dots Theory. I got a free to watch rock and roll documentary on YouTube called Subway Fantasy. Be sure and spell the word fantasy, P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. That's my way of spelling fantasy. And you got to spell it like that so the machine can take you to the right place. And as I tell people all the time, hey, you're listening to the BBS Network where they do radio right. It's got nothing to do with politics. And if you go to check out my show, you'll find out all about me and the things I'm involved in. You know, just go to BBS Radio. Look on the schedule. Saturday at 10 p.m. on Station 1. That's right. You're listening to Station 1. We are the one show. We are number one. And I'm on the number one station at BBS Radio. Saturday, 10 p.m. Pacific time. And all the schedule listings are in Pacific time. Saturday, 10 p.m., connect the dots. Click on the name of my show, and it'll take you to all different things about what I'm involved in. The first thing you'll notice, you'll see, after you click on to the name of my show, you'll see the link to my music at the CD, Baby, Music Store. That's it. You'll see CD Baby, just click on that. And it takes you to my two albums that are for sale and easy to listen to at the CD Baby Music Store. I've got an album called Songs Better Than Dylan. I've got 23 social, political, commentary songs. And the first song is my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. Anyhow, you get to hear that whole record free every night at the end of my show, but the other 22 songs, you know, it's a 29-second preview of each one. You know, I write songs, the lyrics say something. Listen to the lyrics. I've written great songs there. And that's why I claim songs better than Dylan, because Bob Dylan never had an album now with 23 great songs on it. All social commentary, et cetera, et cetera. I've got something to say, and I say it with my music. Yeah, great songs like The Common Man talks about everything, you know? Hey, you can hear that song, that's in my movie. I do a live performance of that song with just a folk guitar of The Common Man. I do that live in the movie, Subway Fantasy. So if you want to see what I look like performing, you can check it out in the movie. My rock and roll documentary, Subway Fantasy. And I included myself in that movie for one song there because that's what the movie's about. People that didn't get the big record contracts. You know, I wasn't going to sell myself out. Yeah, I met with the people at Atlantic Records in Manhattan. And believe me, I didn't like what they had in mind for me. So I said, screw it. Yeah, okay. I didn't make the big bucks, but, I have the integrity of not allowing some corporate entity to tell me what type of songs I have to write, what type of songs they want me to record. I have my ethics. What can I say? I have my ethics too, running for president. You know, my ethics are, if you ever, there's this book called The Bible. There's one of the Gospels, Gospel of Mark. Well, the ninth chapter, the 35th verse of the Gospel of Mark, those are my ethics. The one who wants to be a leader has to be wanting to take care of everyone. Hey, there are no better ethics than that. And that's why I'm running as a writing candidate for president. I'm asking all Democrats and Republicans vote for me because, I'm bringing more to the table than the 535 people, plus President Trump is bringing to the table. I'm bringing more than all of them together because I'll have to take care of everybody. That's my ethics. You know? It's one of the greatest teachings ever put out there. You know? You should know about it. The person who wants to be the leader has to be the servant of everyone. And that's my qualification for somebody to solve my problems. Anyhow, we're getting to the end of the show. And I do it with the countdown. And then you're going to hear the lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Party in Kind? She's asking the question, are you the party in kind? Well, are you? I am. You know, and eventually that reminds me, there's going to be a video out on that song. And a video out on I Gotta Be Somebody, and a video out on some other songs You know, the beginning music of the show, it's a lead guitar solo again at the end of my song, I Want You to Be My Idol. Again, you can get a 29-second preview of this at the CD Baby Music Store. Some of the songs are on my album, So It's Better Than Dylan. The other songs are on my album, American Party Songs. Anyhow, check it out and be sure for, 29-minute rock and roll documentary, Subway Fantasy. Spell it correctly the way I do. Okay, we're getting to the end of the show. Hey, listen, pass the word. Watch out for the 5Gs coming to your neighborhood. Probably get ready when they turn on the juice. You're going to get sick. I hate to tell you that. Tell your congressman about the chemtrails. They're taking away your breath. And avoid the vaccines, you know. You got to make your own justice in this world. Don't listen to government. They're always lying to you. Don't listen to the authorities. They're always lying to you, too. Listen to people on talk radio. They have a lot of truth to tell you, especially on BBS. Okay, we're coming to the end of the show. You're going to hear that lead guitar solo. One song followed by my anthem. I got to be somebody could be your anthem, too. Listen to the words. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here we go. Here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand. Without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look.